Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, you can't stop by Ruhlman's today or tomorrow for lunch or dinner.
Why not?
I sure did, though, on Friday night. And my goodness, it was better than ever.
Wait a second.
I've been to Ruhlman's many times because he's, you know, great food. We love Phil. This was the best. I had a filet.
Yeah.
It was 10 out of 10 good. Sides were great.
What'd you have side-wise?
I had the carrots and some green beans. They went a little healthy.
Oh, you went healthy?
Went healthy, but it was really good.
You had a side of carrots.
I did.
I've never had a side of carrots in my life.
Steamed, semi-glazed carrots. They were really good.
Caramelized?
Caramelization on there, yeah. It was really good.
I can't imagine that. And I'll take the carrots.
Caramelized carrots and green beans.
Well, we had the bread also. We had spinach and artichoke dip. It was getting full. I didn't want to have a super heavy side because I was...
You didn't want a starch. You wanted no starches.
And I had the cookie skillet still, which, of course, was amazing. So
I heard, Phil, that you hugged Phil.
There was a bro hug. I'm going to say this. Phil brought the bro hug on. I saw him. I went in for the
handshake. He initiated the hug.
I went in for the handshake. He said, no.
No. He went right there and brought it in.
All right. This is great.
That's what I did to Elizabeth.
You did. And she thought we thought that was weird, but it worked out.
Very awkward. Very
an expo. He's in an expo.
But Phil wasn't great. The place was packed.
Phil could have a food expo.
And I saw a breaker there. Swift from Lincoln approached me and said, hey, I'm here with my family of five. We're only here because of the stool telling us to be here.
Does Phil know that we advertise? Break.
He does.
Yes, does he?
Phil's
is
a good
Phil
man.
Aware of us at all?
Is Phil aware of us at all?
Yeah. Phil's hey, a good
Phil, mood. Text in if you're aware that we talk about you on the stool.
So you guys, was this a big family
thing? No, just me, Elizabeth, and Scotland. It's a Friday night. That's it.
Wow, you just whipped up there.
How was the construction?
I took a different route, so I avoided the construction. I went interstate all the way to the South Bend exit and then took that into Ashland.
Wow.
Mm. So I avoided the Highway 6 construction if it was still going.
I'm not
I can't
sure
report
there is
back.
Highway 6 construction.
Can't report
Let
back.
Let us know in there. People that are out there, state patrolmen, let us know what's going on
I'm
Highway
serious.
6.
Breakers, is there
it might
still-
be over.
Yeah, between Lincoln and Ashland, what's the construction like? I'm guessing it's done.
On Highway 6. I cannot report. I did not see that part. But I can report Ruhlman's is still incredible. You should go check it out. But wait till Wednesday because it's closed today and tomorrow.
Was it busy?
It was packed.
Where's the South Bend exit?
It's the one, you know.
Like you're going to Louisville?
It's right by the rest stop area.
Round the bend.
Yes, round the bend. Yeah, same one. You go right around the bend, you go left to Ashland and Ruhlman's.
I've never done that.
Never done that either. Never done that in my life.
No, me neither. I didn't even know you could.
I will never go to Phil's without going Highway 6.
Oh, I was
going to
say.
This
really
Highway
weird.
6. Even with the construction, I'm
Why'd
still doing
do
it.
That?
I've taken that exit probably 100 times
That's
in my life.
That's not a relaxing
but
drive.
Corey Oaks is over on that exit, too.
You're on I-80. People whipping around you, 90. I want to be on 6.
You got Scotland. She's probably freaking out.
I went two-lane traffic. Scotland's upset.
I just
this
wanted to
joke. Crying. I know she's crying.
I was trying to avoid construction. If the construction is gone, I will take Highway 6
You're
again.
Trying to avoid construction.
You know what? If you
don't
stop,
know if it was there.
How about if you just stop on construction
I know there wasn't
and
construction,
enjoy
though.
Life?
But I know for sure where there was not.
Jake was also there like at 5 o'clock. He ate.
We got there about 5. Actually, 5:30.
Did
we had to stop
the Bluebird
somewhere else.
Special? You got the steak for $12.
When
off.
You have a 18-month old, you gotta adapt to her rules and also not piss off the whole restaurant. She gets cranky. So, Roman Steakhouse Wednesday, open on Highway 6. Texas A&M went into LSU on Saturday night and absolutely destroyed. LSU 49-25
behind at half.
They were losing at halftime, and they said that's cute. Watch the second half. Boom, boom, boom. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Game over. I mean, they were all phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. They were whipping LSU, and Brian Kelly is now unemployed as of last night as the head coach of LSU because of that and other factors.
Is that the best job open now?
So I said that to my wife last night. I go, do you know what that just did to the market? Because it may have just went to number one.
Best job?
Best job. I mean, LSU is a best job. It is. It's like, I remember one time I'm having a conversation with Nick Saban. Actually,
there's a name drop.
I did name drop that. I'm having a conversation. I'm actually in his office. Just me and Coach Saban were talking. And we're talking about the jobs. And he said, he goes, LSU is probably the best job. And that's when he's at Alabama.
Because?
Because he goes, they have more in-state talent than any place else. He said, in Alabama, there might be 12 to 14, 12, something like that you really want. He said, and Auburn's going to get a good share of them. Auburn gets their share. Mm-hmm. It's not like they all go to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Auburn will get their share. So you're in a head-to-head fight in the state is split. Mm-hmm. And so he said, LSU's the best job. So think about that. Mm-hmm.
You got most of the players in Louisiana that you wanted.
Oh, we missed on. There were some though.
Most of the time you get them.
If you're rolling, you're getting them. Yes, and so that's the difference in that job. And if they said you go up and it goes last three coaches prior to Kelly, Saban national championship, Les Miles national championship, Ed Orgeron national championship. So think about this. Think Osborne leaves. How many national championships since then?
None. Zero.
So think of the coaches that came through. Just imagine that. Okay, they had three coaches in a row that won national championships.
Wow.
I mean, so that's stacking them up pretty good. So it became interesting. But as you guys said, the part that jumped out at me the most was sideline demeanor.
He's
not very good.
Kelly did nothing but scream at his coaches, a lot of F-bombs, and yell at his players. I didn't see any coaching. All I saw was just somebody that was upset with everyone else, and the sideline, it wasn't happening. If you want to take a look, go back and watch when he takes Nussmeier out of the game. And if you had a tight relationship with your coach, the coach would stop and grab you and talk to you. Nussmeier wouldn't talk to him.
It was
just
unraveling.
Just walked right past him. Just basically, Brian Kelly kind of tried to talk to him and he didn't. So I would imagine more so than the losses or anything else that is what made the decision. Just the optics of, and then also getting it with 6-7 minutes to go in the game. There was maybe 10,000 fans left.
It was a ghost town. Yeah,
100,000 seat stadium. There was 10,000.
So their record now it's 5-3. Is that right?
Yes,
that's 5-3. Yes,
they're done as far as anything else happened.
Boy, it unraveled so quick.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
It unraveled so quickly.
And you can criticize LSU, but if you watch A&M, they're ranked third. They can win it all. Wow. Marcel Reed, I know people criticized him earlier in the season, but he is electric.
Yeah, he's good.
They have a great punt returner and Concepcion. Everywhere they're good. That team was incredible. Mike Elko's got it going. Yeah.
He does. We'll see, though. You got to beat Texas. You got to beat Missouri.
Texas nearly lost.
Oh, I know.
They were
not
a little bit, but
yeah. I'm not crowning Elko like everybody else is, though. I mean, I saw Todd McShay said he's doing what nobody's been able to do at A&M. I'm like, wait a second. He hasn't done anything.
Well, hold on. Time out. McShay's right. No one's ever done this before.
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah, but still, though, that's not the point.
He's doing something
that nobody's ever done
Jimbo
before.
What'd Jimbo do?
He's never had an A to no. That never happened.
Well, he hasn't done anything, though.
Yeah, but yes, he has.
To this point.
Jimbo set him up. McShay's 100% correct. At this point
no,
in
Jimbo
time.
No, Jimbo set him up.
Jimbo got fired.
Right?
No.
But Jimbo was 6-4 when he got fired. It wasn't crumbling.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
Just saying Elko hasn't done anything yet.
Yeah, you refuse to give him credit.
I like Elko. I love what he's doing.
Let's just go over the statement McShay said. Nobody's ever done this in A&M, and he's correct. No one's ever won anything. It's the best start they've ever had. They haven't won the conference yet. I agree.
They're saying for the record,
they haven't gotten to the playoff yet.
How many times has A&M won the SEC?
I don't know.
Zero.
They haven't won it yet.
Exactly, zero. So Jimbo had chances to,
but
you know that.
How many times has Elko won the SEC?
Let me ask you something, Sip. Do you not like Mike Elko?
I love him.
Doesn't sound like you do.
No, I love him. I love their team. But he hasn't done anything yet.
That was an impressive win. You got to give
him
credit for that.
I'm not crowning him yet. He's got to beat Missouri.
Can you say that was an impressive win?
Him. I'm just saying that McShay's right. You have to admit that. In the court of law. Yes, he is right. A&M has never done this before, and that's right. Yes.
I cannot believe that you're dying on this hill over here.
Yeah. It's the wrong hill. If you just want to die on the he's doing something they've never done before,
Texas,
but I'm not crowning him yet. I can get on board with
you. Missouri and Texas, I'll crown him. But you got to win the games before you crown him.
It'd just be LSU by a million on Saturday.
Oh, they got easy path, too. They do. They'll do it, probably, but they got to do it.
Just remember, though.
Don't want to come back.
They don't play this week.
Just think where they went non-conference. They went to Notre Dame, at Notre Dame. Everyone's saying Notre Dame.
Oh, no, they're having a great year. But he's got work to do.
So I got to give.
Oh, I'm saying he's got work to do.
We all agree with that. No one's pushing
back.
That's all
I'm
saying. The season's not over. But
and he got set up by Jimbo. You got to admit that.
I can't say that for sure, though.
Oh, what do you mean? Jimbo preceded him.
Did Marcel Reed commit to Jimbo, or is that a Mike Elko recruit?
Yeah, who is that?
I don't know.
I think he's only a redshirt.
Is that Jimbo?
I think he's a. I'm not sure on that. I really don't know. But anyway.
Jimbo, get him in there?
Could be.
Can't take you seriously.
So I got to give you the underlying story that no one's talking about on this firing.
What's that?
So here's the deal. Your number two hire on your team as a head coach, the most important hire on your team, is the strength coach. Period. He's with the players more than anything. He's an extension of you with what you want to have done. There's never a time you have a soft strength coach and you win.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen teams win in spite of their head coach. But you'll never win in spite of your strength coach. It never happens in that factor. So Tommy Moffitt, good friend of mine, he is at LSU. He wins a national championship with Saban. And then he stays at LSU. He wins a national championship with Les Miles. He stays at LSU. Mm-hmm. He wins a national championship with Ed Ogeron. He stays at LSU. Brian Kelly comes in. His first move he does, fire Tommy Moffitt. Tommy Moffitt then goes to Texas A&M.
Oh, God.
Texas A&M. So he took a Gatorade bath on the sidelines. Tommy Moffitt is, I had a chance to work for the godfather of strength in Boyd Epley. Mm-hmm. And the on-field coach, Tommy Moffitt, is the best that there's ever been. Mm. He's that good of a strength
coach.
Tommy Moffitt is the best there's ever been.
And he's at A&M now.
And he's at A&M now. I saw him do it. I saw it. I mean, the love, the commitment that past players had for him at LSU. He's the absolute. He's had to sit for a year or two before Elko hired him. He's had to sit there. But the first move with this legend that everyone came back to train with in the offseason, all those LSU NFL players, it was Tommy Moffitt. I saw it live. He's the best I've ever seen. And the first thing Brian Kelly does when he comes in is fire Tommy Moffitt. The one guy that could help you get into the new phase. Also, he could say, I got to have my own guy in here. Well, coach, you know, I was here with Saban and won it all. And then Les Miles came in, so I readjusted and won it all. Then Ed Ogeron came in, and I readjusted what Ed wanted, and we won it all. So I'll just do what you want. So number one reason of failure at LSU for the head coach, it's Tommy Moffitt.
It just never really fit. It was a strange hire to begin with. Never really worked out, and it's over. So we'll see where LSU goes. But I think Brian Kelly will be coaching somewhere next year, probably. Right?
There's going to be a lot of back
in the Midwest.
I don't think so.
No?
I know that I got an argument last night with that. I don't think so. Because,
who'd you get an argument with?
Erkovich. Erkovich thinks he has all the answers, so we have to.
Well, no. You don't think Kelly will be coaching?
My take is none of these. Do you think Florida State's calling him? Do you think Penn State's calling him? He's 64.
Yeah.
And then just go back and just. And I'm saying this. Look at the sideline demeanor.
That's a big story.
That's a story.
How far would he want to go down is the question. Like, would he go to Arkansas?
I don't see him going to Arkansas or going to Okie State or going to Oregon State or someplace like that. Where's he going? Because he only wants he was at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Left Notre Dame. Imagine the Notre Dame fans right now. They got to be some people just falling out of their chairs, just cackling out of there.
Kelly must be a decent human being, though. Right,
I don't know. I've never worked.
Wouldn't know on the sidelines.
The sidelines where I've never seen coaches. There was time they showed a clip where the offensive coordinator. It was a split screen, and he was yelling at his offensive coordinator.
I was texting Jake. I watched it. It looked bad. I mean, everything bad happened. He'd go to the like the special teams coordinator and say, what happened?
What the bleep?
Yeah, happened. Then he's yelling at the punter and he's yelling at, which I get, but I didn't see any coaching. All I saw was yelling. And yelling at players. And
that was it.
So where's he going? You think he's going to Florida? You think all of a sudden, imagine Florida.
I don't think
LSU
so.
Just fired, and he's 64.
Ooh.
He's 64, and they owe him 50-some million.
Yeah,
we'll hit on that later in the show. We got to get to break. When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day. Next, early break in the ticket.